You are tuned into Business Sense on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
I just need to make sure that I've got my guest on the line. Idu, are you here?
Hello. Yes, I'm here.
All right, fantastic. Let's start the show. What if every balloon, every ribbon, every pop of color was more than decoration? What if it told a story of imagination, of joy, and the entrepreneurial fire that refuses to settle? Tonight's guest is someone who turns ordinary moments into celebration, and in doing so has built a business that is not just about parties, but about presence, about creativity, and most of all, heart. Meet Idumeleng Matshila, the artist and founder behind iBalloons, a brand that doesn't just supply deco, but designs emotions from birthdays to brand activations, from simple surprises to jaw-dropping installations. She has made joy her signature and excellence, her standard. And she's had to learn curves, color palettes, pricing margins, expectations from clients who want the extraordinary. And she's done it all with grace. So tonight, we're not just hearing about how she decorates spaces. We are diving into what it costs to create magic, what it takes to hold creativity in your hands, and how to build a business that makes people feel seen. Oh, and party, of course. Everybody, my listeners, if you've ever thought, can I build my art into something steady? This episode will show you how someone is doing exactly that. So it do. Boom, 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 boom. Welcome to your own party.
Thank you so much, Mpumi. Hi to the listeners. How's everyone? How
are
you
doing? We're doing good. I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm well. Thank you so much. That was such a lovely introduction.
You are so welcome. I want to know the vision before balloons. Tell me about the moment you looked around at a party or an event perhaps and thought, hi, man, I could do this differently. I want people to feel this magic, but made by me. And of course, I'm assuming that's how this whole thing started. And if not, what lit the spark in you?
So I actually started this business early this year, right?
Oh, okay.
And before then, I had been doing events for my friends and family. Mm. So planning events and all of that has always been something that I'm really passionate about. And this year, I was trying to plan a birthday for my son. And then I realized everything is so expensive. Mm. And I was like, okay, I think I can do this on my own.
Yeah.
And I started with a small balloon pump. Mm. And I just started pumping. And immediately after that, I realized, oh my goodness, this is something that I really love.
Yeah.
And I just saw the joy in all the kids and everything. And I'm just like, I can do this.
Yeah.
And I prayed about it. I practiced. And until I decided, you know what, let this be a business.
Yeah.
And and that's how the business iBalloons was born. And I just prayed and I said, God, if I could at least get one client a month.
Mm.
And with your assistance, I know I can do this. And yeah, that's how it started.
Oh, man. And what were you doing before? Do you do this full time now or is it still a part time thing?
So it's still not full time just yet.
Yeah.
It's still part time. I do have a full time job, but the hours are a little bit flexible, so I'm able to do both at the moment. Yeah,
I see. And the thing is, creativity is beautiful, right? But business
Absolutely.
Demands structure. Business demands discipline, and often it demands sacrifice. So, what are the unspoken parts of being a creative entrepreneur that people don't talk about enough?
So it's actually loss. There's so much loss when you're starting out a business. And there's so many unexpected things that come along the way. Like, for instance, you'd send through a quote with everything in place, and one little mistake could cost you so much. And you cannot go back to the client and say, okay, remember I said 100 rand, now I need 200
rand. Yes.
It needs you to be very meticulous, and it needs so much discipline, because people trust you so much with their money, and they trust you to ensure that you execute something beautiful for them. And yeah, it's really important to have discipline and financial discipline as well, because you always have money in your account, but it's not yours.
It belongs elsewhere. I think that's the hardest part of being an entrepreneur. Yeah. You're just like, yo, I'm seeing those thousands. Like, that's how my account.
That's just not my money. That's so it not. Needs so much discipline. And also time. You have to always be on time and planning. I took it lightly, or rather for granted, the whole party planning and balloon things, because I realized that I need to know how to paint backdrops, and I need to know how to pump balloons. I need to know how to place everything. Yeah. I need to have a measuring tape to measure, is this going to fit over here, and all anything that has to do with printing and all of that. So yeah.
And you know what I'm thinking as you're speaking? I'm wondering if you find yourself in a situation where people don't really value appreciate the value of decor. And I'm asking this question based on my own experience, right? So there was this organization that asked me to MC their event, right? And I told them what my budget is. Or my bill, rather. And they were just like, oh, that's a lot of money. And I said to them, what do you want out of your event? They told me and told me and told me. And I'm like, oh, for what you say you have, the amount of money you have and what you want are at odds with each other. If this is what you're looking for, this is what you need to pay for. And, you know, I did the event because there was ancillary business on top of that. But I realized, even from the work, the scope of the work that I had to do on the ground, and just how their relationship to having an MC for an event, I realized these people actually don't understand that a bad MC is a bad event. People will go home not having gotten anything. They will be bored. And I'm thinking, with you, events are things that happen all the time. People love a good time. People love to party. People love to celebrate. Do you find that they place a value more on food and perhaps their looks over the decor that you know will make or break the event?
So in most cases, I realized that people, I think I was one of those people as well, where you think it's just balloons, you know, what's so hard about that? But then when I came into the space, I realized you have to do research with regards to colors, because I realized you'll say, I want pink, but there's literally 20 types of pinks that you will find, and with balloons, and you have to get the correct one, having to, it's mixing the colors. Knowing when to mix the colors, knowing what color you want, how you need to get it, researching and pricing as well. It takes so much time and so much effort, and then for someone to say it's just balloons, and I just realized, no, it's actually not just balloons.
Not just balloons.
This is artistry. Yeah. This is you prepare for this. You plan for this. You go and research, and there's so much to learn. I was actually very fortunate to have one of my friends, Gemelo and Ofenze. They are into the space. They've been for a while, and they literally just guided me into everything, and I'm super, super grateful for them, because I wouldn't have known so much. I was so fortunate that when I started, I didn't have anything, but they were there to say, okay, try this, here you go, do it this way, maybe next pathway, and go. Obviously, things are very new to me, and I have to go back and say, okay, how do I do this? And I have to research.
Yeah.
And the colors. I promise you, colors are the most complicated thing that I've ever come across. And I used to take it so, no, it's just pink, or no, it's white. There's different types of whites, even.
Yeah.
So it takes a lot of research, a lot of finding out, a lot of knowing and finding. people want the impossible, and then at the end of the day it will be what I asked for versus what I got.
Yeah, and it's the same thing as, I'm pretty sure you've heard this example, that you'd hire a plumber and they do one small thing and you're just like, ah, you want 5,000 for that. And it's because so much thinking and experience and practice has gone into the thing. And with you, you do the thinking so that when somebody steps into a room, they get all the feels. I mean, when you see a beautiful place, already you've made a decision, which this is going to be something, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is
mm-hmm.
going to be something mm-hmm. similar to when the decor is lackluster, you're just like, they couldn't even, oh.
Like, what happened? Yeah, so it's really, the decor makes or breaks the event. And it's the first thing you see. So usually they say first impressions last.
Yes.
So you step into a place and everything is so gorgeous. Mm. Already your feelings have changed. Mm. Already your mindset has changed mm-hmm. into what you're seeing there. So I now have newfound respect mm. for people who do decor, party planners, mm. events managers. I have newfound respect for them because it's not just about putting together 2 or 3 balloons. Mm. It's artistry. It's mastery. Yeah. Like, it's beautiful.
100%. You know the moments, I'm pretty sure, when a client says, yo, Idu, make it pop, man. Make it perfect. Make it wow. I don't know what your client says to you. But I'm going to ask you this question, but it's threefold. So we'll break it down into 3. How do you balance delivering wonder with maintaining, 1, your mental health, 2, your budget, and 3, your boundaries?
I will say that I'm still learning mm. when it comes to that, because I've realized that because I do it to I do events for people that I really care about mm. and I do not want to, that's people that I don't want to disappoint mm. and these are people who've seen me through the beginning when I didn't know anything
yeah.
so I find myself spending more than I should mm. because I'm overcompensating, because it's people that I really, really care about.
Mm-hmm.
And but my mental health, this has actually been so good for me, because after you have done what you've done, you're proud, you're happy, and it's so good for, you have a good feeling, man, mm-hmm. of somebody being so happy, someone thanking you so much and like, oh my word, you made my event.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, if you plan, you are not going to fail.
Yeah.
Things happen that you don't expect, but if you plan ahead mm. And write it down, do the visions and plan ahead.
Mm.
I like using an app where I will draw out everything of imagination of how I want it to look.
Mm.
100%, but I've already planned and I will visit the venue before, because I feel like if I don't see where I'm going to work, I have so much anxiety as to, I need to plan ahead. I need to know what's happening. I need to know what I'm going to do when I get there. So if I don't plan, it messes up with your mental health. So
sure.
I think planning helps with feeling more calmer. It's a stressful job,
yeah.
but when you plan and you kind of have an idea of what you're doing
mm.
and I mean prayer mm. really helps as well
mm.
in everything that you do. If you pray and you ask God to be the leader of everything
mm.
That's when you will see that it will go smoothly, even if things don't work out the way you want them. At the end it works out.
Yeah. And budgets. The people who say we want more, but their budget says we can't afford.
My,
and you know
so
what I've learned?
That I want
the. You know what I've yeah. learned? The ones who mm-hmm. want to pay the least want the most.
Yes,
they are the
yes.
most problematic.
Absolutely, because somebody will be like, I usually ask if somebody wants something, I'll always ask, what is your budget?
Yeah,
it's like, oh, I don't have a budget. Send me a quotation.
Yeah.
I'm like, but I just want to know mm. where we are working mm-hmm. or what we're working on.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, no. And then when you come, you're like, that's so expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And you try and cut costs, but without cutting the
quality,
the beauty
yeah.
and the quality
yeah.
of everything, because that I use, I have to get specific balloons
mm.
because I know when the event is on and there's balloons popping everywhere,
mm.
the texture of the balloons and feel of the balloons. It's not going to be beautiful. And at the end of the day, I said, I'll give you 100 rand, and you agreed.
Mm.
And so you have to think about those things, because there's something, events that I don't take up because I feel like I'm compromising myself and the clients, because feedback. And I feel like I'm a bit affordable because this is what I wanted for myself, but I couldn't get. So I'm basically giving people what I wanted, but I couldn't get.
If you can just move around for me a little bit, we lose you here and there. I think the network might be a bit shaky. You mentioned turning down business when you realize that you will not be able to deliver at your optimum level.
Mm-hmm.
That is one thing business owners do not want, to say no to money. So talk to me about your boundaries and how difficult or easy perhaps that is for you when you realize my name is going to be at stake here, but also the quality of the event for this person. How have you built the muscle to turn business down?
So I'd usually say I won't be able to do it, or the day that you want is not available, because, or sometimes it'll be that thing that the budget does not align with what you want, and I cannot force things, you know, except with my friends or my family. Those ones I'm unable to say no to. But if it is, then it's something that I have learned as well, that if it's something I see that it's not possible, let me not force, so that I do not compromise myself, my business, and themselves.
Yeah.
Because they are maybe desperate, and I don't want to mess up anyone. I just do see life in this.
Your line is so bad, and I don't know if it's our network or yours, but I'm feeling so sad because we hear you and then it becomes choppy here and there. Let's hope that moving forward it can work in our favor.
Oh no. Okay, let me see if I can move around a little bit.
Do you new to this business? And I wanted to talk about this whole concept. And I'm calling it a concept because I tend to not necessarily agree with it. Imposter syndrome. And perhaps let me tell you why I don't agree with it. And then we can have a discussion around it, right? Do you know a series called The Blacklist?
I've never watched it before, but I'm familiar with it, yes.
Inventing Anna?
I've seen snippets.
Inventing Anna?
Yes.
You've seen Inventing Anna. So the commonality between these two series is that both these people are imposters, or the main characters are imposters. I have never seen Anna walk into a room and shrinking like, oh, it's today the day they find out. She walked into that room like, I am Anna. Okay. I've got money. I belong here. So for me, the idea of imposter syndrome is so weird because I've never seen imposters behave in the way that supposed people who have this imposter syndrome say they behave and show up in a room. So that's why I don't agree with it. But I know that there are people who have a certain fear when they're starting out, or when they feel that they might be small in a certain space or in an industry. And so I want to hear about a client who trusted you enough. You know, a project that got big, or maybe mistakes that were bigger. How did you move through that? And did it even make you realize, good time, man, I'm the deal. I'm the bee's knees.
So actually, when you tell me about that, I'm thinking about the first actual real event that I did was actually for my cousin, and it was her father's 70th birthday. It was a big deal, and it was my first one, and I thought, oh my word, would I be able to do this? Am I just chewing on a lot? And and yes, I did have some sort of imposter syndrome, and it's really hard to overcome that, because you just like, and she is very strict, right? And because I said, no, I can do this, I can do this, I can do this, I had to deliver. So it was It was so tough, mentally so, not the execution of everything, but mentally. It was that thing that, oh my word, do I know what I'm doing?
Yeah.
Is she going to be happy at the end of the day?
Yeah.
And at the end of it, I was so proud of myself. I just could not stop talking about, this is me, this is what I did, look at me.
Yeah.
And I quickly got over the imposter syndrome. It does peep in here and there once in a while, but it's not as hectic as it was the first time around.
Yeah, and I think the beautiful thing to beat it is evidence. You've got evidence of having done an event that worked well, that worked out.
Yeah, and especially when someone is like, please send me your work.
Yeah.
I'm so proud to actually send my work. Mm-hmm. And I'm grateful to my family because they were actually the first clients that I had. And clients that not just saying, okay, I'm your family, do this.
Mm-hmm.
It was paying clients like, okay, here's some money.
Mm-hmm.
Please, this is what I'd like you to pull off. And for them to trust me like that, it's absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
And they actually had a pink party.
Mm.
And this is why I know there's 50,000 pinks out there that exist.
Oh, wow. Now, let's talk about pricing artistry. How do you do it? How do you decide what a balloon sculpture or installation is worth when part of what you're selling is an emotional experience?
It's still tricky. At this moment, I have not yet figured out exactly 100% the pricing.
Yeah.
But I, as I said, I did get help from my friends who are in the same events business.
Mm.
And they kind of direct me into how I'm pricing. At the moment, I am literally, I don't charge for me, but I charge for what I'm using. Like I charge for the balloons, the transport that I'm going to use. But with regards to my hands, just not yet, because I feel I want it to be so perfect that I don't have a single doubt once I've charged you for something.
And what do you think will help you break through that doubt? Because I think it's something powerful, even with just getting 1,000 rand profits, just saying I work for this event, 1,000 rand is coming to me, and building the confidence from there. So what do you think will actually help you break through this? It's perfect. I can have the confidence to now charge for profit.
I need to just get over it.
Really? Honestly?
Yes. Honestly, because I think the work speaks for itself right now, and everything is going accordingly. It's just maybe I don't know if it's fear or what, but people are more than happy to pay for what they really want. They are more than happy, and it's so amazing where someone is like, oh, is that all? Like I had Austuli, she also was one of my first few clients, and she was I'd say something is 100 rand and she'll send 300
oh,
rand.
Austuli,
and I'm just like, oh
dear.
Man.
Yeah. She understands.
And I'm like, oh my, she was just like, oh man, I'm so I am surrounded by people who want to see me win, and I appreciate that, and I think that has given me the confidence to when I'm doing for someone else who is not a family or a friend, I'm so confident, and when I do charge, I'm confident with what I've put on there. I know I will deliver. And it's because of the people that are surrounding me or around me, and their trust in me. And it's so amazing. I'm so grateful.
So beautiful. Itu Deco is everywhere. Balloon arches, influencers, Instagram reels. How do you distinguish your brand so people don't see you as, oh, just another decorator?
So I get personally involved. I don't know, but I don't mean that my clients need to invite me, but I get so involved that I end up being one of the guests when I'm done with the deco, because I immerse myself so much into it. I put myself in your shoes, and I don't want you to stress about your event. If I'm the one doing your event, you don't have to stress about anything. The only thing you stress about is that I'm going to ask between these two, which one do you want?
Mm.
And it's been something that for me, I put in a personal touch, and I work with what you have, and I don't coerce you. I will give you facts and tell you what is what, and you will decide at the end of the day. And I think what sets me apart is just that I love what I do. Yeah. I'm involved. My whole heart, mind, body, everything is involved in what I do. And I will give your event attention and love and care that it needs.
Oh, that's such an amazing value add. And tell me, where do you find your fresh ideas? How do you keep your designs feeling new without copying trends? Goodness. Because also things are trending, hey? And how do you keep your voice in those ideas? Yeah.
So I've kind of found my niche and I found my signature with regards to balloons. So if I'm the one doing your balloons, you will see there's a way that I do it. And, and when you see it, you'll know it's me. But trends keep changing and there's always something new. Something is always coming up. And I think how I keep up is I'm always researching. It's so important because there's always something new. There'll always be something new. But if you have a foundation and you don't lose yourself in trying to find certain things, you know? And also, as long as your equipment, everything is clean and beautiful, proper, and newly painted, and to the T, man, it sets you apart, and they know that, you know, when you call Itu, it will be neat, it'll be nice, it'll be stunning, it'll be in place, and it's amazing that a lot of people who are in the event space, I think they all have OCD. They want everything to be so perfect with no mistakes whatsoever.
That's so funny. I was watching over the weekend. I was seeing highlights of a wedding from some famous lady who lives in the UK.
Yeah.
And when she posted her reception, someone said in the comments, "I knew the minute I saw the deco that it is so and so who did it. It's just got their signature." And so when you said signature, I was just like, yes, people need to know, Gutsi, this is Itu. This is so-and-so. You can't be like everybody else.
No. So when a certain thing comes in me, like, aha, no, that's definitely her. I knew when I walked in that it's you. And I like that my sibling can actually notice that. Like, I knew when I saw those balloons that it's you. So even if I post a picture, they're like, aha, I knew that this is you.
And on the flip side,
it's an amazing feeling.
And on the flip side, how do you guard against being copied? I know there's this thing, what is it? Imitation is the highest form of flattery, but it's not flattering when somebody tries to mimic work that you've thought of and ideated and conceptualized yourself. And of course, they can never replicate you because you are the source. But the truth is, they can still do something that is almost like, how do you navigate that? How does that make you feel?
I've realized that people will always copy. They'll always have, especially clients will come bring you a picture and want the exact same thing.
Yeah.
And you try and give what they've been asked. But what I've decided is that, you know what, they can copy all they want. Mm. But at the end of the day, if it's not done by me, it will not be like me.
100%.
So it will never be the same.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how to the T they try and copy it, but it will never be the same because it doesn't have my heart, my hands in it.
100%. And they just don't know the logic behind this, that, and that being there. It's just, it's they're setting themselves up for failure, essentially.
And in most cases, I realized there was one client who sent me a picture and she wanted an exact picture like that. I went around looking for a certain brown only to realize almost at the end, I was at a material shop and I was showing this lady. She was also there for shopping. And she's like, "Do you know that iPhone has Vivid?" Like, yes, when you take a picture, it's Vivid. So this color that you're looking for does not exist.
You feel
and only then I realized, oh my word. And then I told her the color that you want does not exist. So I'm going to go with one that I like and I feel like you will like as well. And she absolutely loved it. So even if they can copy it, it will never be the same. 100%. I mean, we can all cook tomato gravy, but it will never ever taste the same.
That's so true. Now walk us through a time when a project failed or a client cancelled, or perhaps something broke. And I'm not even talking just physically, but emotionally as well. What got you back up and what did you learn that changed how you run your business now?
So it was actually a graduation that I needed to do. And when I did the balloons, when I was supposed to start doing the balloons, the machine broke. And I had to blow those balloons up with my mouth.
Machine.
And yes, it broke. And I had only one machine at the time. So because it broke, I had no other one. And it was a Sunday and the shops were not open at the time The event was starting early. So I had to blow everything up with my mouth. And when you blow 200 balloons with your mouth, it's not easy. It's not going to be the same. I was a bit disappointed in myself, but you know what? She was absolutely happy and she understood because the situation was very dire, but I think I made up for it, absolutely made up for it. But I feel like that day I learned to always have backup, and I'm so glad that I had someone who was understanding at the time, and I did not ask to be paid for that because I felt like this was not my best, and it was mediocre, and I couldn't have required her to pay for something that I myself was not happy with. But I've since made up for it. I've since had a beautiful 25th birthday party for her to make up for the disaster balloons at her graduation. But I don't make those mistakes anymore. Yes. I'm not a rookie.
Yes, and that's why you should be charging. What does this cost? I'll only charge you cost awa. No. Gyala. And I think the story you just shared segues very nicely. It was a nice segue into the question that I want to ask you next. Do you collaborate with other artists or maybe suppliers or event planners? Because I think a situation like that could have easily been saved by, hey, F balloons.
yes.
Can you actually borrow me that thing? Yeah.
Now I do. Now I've learned that it's a community of people. And there's always someone out there willing to help. Yeah. And there's always someone who has what you're looking for. All you have to do is ask. Because I know the saying is always said, but no man is an island. And again, I'm so glad for my community because now I know if I need anything, I can easily just ask someone and they'll be there. If I can't do a certain event on a certain day, I'll ask, please, I'll refer you to a friend of mine. Here's her number. And I know that person will deliver.
Yeah.
And if now today my pump were to get broken, I know exactly who to go to and call. Because I remember one of the days I went to go fetch a backdrop and it didn't fit in my car. Because when you start by using your own car. Yes. You don't have a van yet and all of that. So the backdrop was too big for my car. And I saw a friend of mine and she's like, no. She was sick at the time and she was like, no, please use my car. You don't have to bring it now. You can use it, do what you need to do, and then you'll return it when you're done. And I was so appreciative of that because I'm just like, man, this is such a nice community to have. And to know that if something isn't going right, you always have someone to call and say, when I look at my circle, I always know that I have someone to call to request for something that I need at the time. So I always know I have someone always has my back and I appreciate it so much.
Ah, so beautiful. It is 2030 September. When somebody says iBalloons, what do you hope they associate that brand and that name with?
Firstly, please associate it with balloons. That's the first thing. But I think for me is that just know that you know for sure that when you hear that iBalloons was here, that your event is going to be absolutely stunning, absolutely gorgeous, absolutely well thought of and well curated. And just know that your event is going to be breathtaking and absolutely beautiful.
Ah, that's so beautiful. And I know you're new to this thing, but perhaps one major thing that you're learning in entrepreneurship that you'd like to pass on to someone else who's also just finding their feet?
The most important thing is, okay, putting God first in the business.
Yeah.
Because it's such a tricky thing to be in, because it's so unpredictable. So I think when your base, your foundation is that, and then being a steward of time, please, time management, be on time. If they say 8, be there at 6. I always time things with 2 hours before, because then when I'm there 2 hours before, I can foresee danger. I can foresee if there's no electricity, then I know I need to make a plan. If instead I arrive at 8 and I find that there's no electricity,
what do I do?
Yeah. That what plan B am I going to put in place? So it's really important to be also financially disciplined. That's so important. Put away funds for oopsies and emergencies, because there will be a lot of oopsies and emergencies. And I know I once requested for a printout of a happy birthday, and I know the set amount. I told them, okay, this is what I want, and I approved whatever design that they had. And on the day I went to go fetch it, they had doubled it. And I had to pay double. And if there was no planning on my side, it would have been an absolute disaster, because being Adventist on Saturday, I wouldn't have been able to fix it anyway.
Yeah.
So, and on Sunday, they don't open. So everything needed to have been done on the day. So I realized that financial discipline and time management is very, very important in a business.
Oh man, Itu, thank you firstly for coming through, but also thank you for making us realize that balloons can be art, not just the thing we pop and celebrate with, but like something that can actually carry estima, so event, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. It brings life and fun and whatever else that you need into an event.
Yeah, who would have thought that balloons could turn simple moments into magic?
Yes.
Oh man, but it's such a gift what you're doing. And I'm not even talking about your giftedness in doing the work, but the gift that it is to those who are on the other side, on the receiving end. You make people feel something, whether that is joy or surprise or delight, because your craft is the first thing they see before a happy birthday or congratulations. They come across your heart in balloon form. And so thank you so much for really being generous with your story, but also being generous with your heart, because the work of an artist is really hard work. And I get, and I think this is why a lot of artists struggle so much with mental health, because it's like their heart and their mind and their life is out there breathing and living, and people are consuming it. So thank you for your courage. Thank you for your creativity. And I know that that combination, as well as God, is going to build a legacy that you and your baby will look back at and say, this is where it all began, and look at where it's going.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. And thank you so much. I really, really appreciate it. And it was a lovely, lovely interview for me.
Thank you so much. Also, let people know where they can find you, how they can book you, because like I said, people celebrate almost everything. They need iBalloons at the event. So plug yourself, please.
Okay, so I'm on TikTok. It's iBalloons. And I am on Instagram as well. It's also iBalloons. And I don't have a Facebook yet for iBalloons, but I'm working on that. Because you know how social media can be so overwhelming. And then my phone number is 064-907-6674. The number again, 064 907-6674. And my email address, it's itimblehu.com. I mean, just let me know what you need and I promise I can pull it off.
Yeah. That is Itumeleng Machila, everybody of iBalloons. This is lovely. Thank you for coming through.
Thank you so much for me.
Cheers.
Bye.
And with that, my people, I am Nompumelelo Mbonani, and I hope you have just made sense of your business. Fresh mercies tomorrow. Ciao for now.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.